My yeah. first time I'd ever heard of snake feeder.
Yeah, me, I hadn't heard it either. And snake feeder. You know, in South Georgia, they call them mosquito hawk. And all around and around the Mississippi River in Arkansas, I found it too. They call it mosquito hawk. And they never heard of snake doctor or snake feeder.
That's interesting.
And then snake feeder is a slightly more northern expression. You know, and you start getting that when you get on up into the mountains. And so, yeah, we're just living proof of it. Here's two snake doctors. Right?
Great, that's great.
Okay, name some insects that can sting you.
Bees, wasps.
How about the singular of wasps?
Wasp.
Uh-huh. And
I have heard it, wasper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm. That's very common here.
That's common around here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else?
Did I say mosquito?
No.
No, mosquito bites, though, instead of sting.
But
yellow jacket, hornet.
Okay.
Bumblebee.
Now, a type of wasp, I don't think it stings, but it makes a nest out of
dirt. Dirt dauber.
A little insect that burrows into your skin really makes you...
Chigger. Red bug.
Oh, you know red bug, too. Mm-hmm. You've heard that, too?
Sure.
Oh. I haven't gotten a red bug lately. what about the insects that are green and hop around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
And a little fish that you use for bait.
Minnow.
And the thing that a spider spins.
Web.
The parts of a tree that are underneath the ground.
Roots.
And the kind of tree that they tap for syrup.
Maple.
You know what you
sugar
call
maple.
Okay. Do you know what you call a group of those trees together?
Unless it would be a grove, I don't know.
Name some common shade trees around here.
Oak, hickory. Oh, shade trees. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they would be classified as a shade
yeah, they
tree.
Would. I think would. Oak and hickory.
So what else we got? Pine. Dogwood. Lots of dogwood. They wouldn't be much of a shade tree though. Maple. Some maple.
How about sycamore?
I guess we have some sycamore. They're not really plentiful, though. Mostly oaks and hickories.
What kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
Cherry tree.
Have you ever heard of a type of a bush around here that's got, well, the gets real red berries on it, and some people say that it...
Holly?
Well, yeah, holly does too. This is, I'll just give it to you. See, have you ever heard of anything called a shoemake or a sumac or a, okay, what have you heard it called?
Both.
Say them.
Shoemake and, what was that?
You've never heard the other one.
Yes, I have too.
Shoemake, have you heard
it? Shoemack.
You've heard it called shoemack?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one?
Never heard that.
Sumac.
Sumac and you've heard sumac and shoemack. Is that what you said?
I think so.
Have you ever heard shoemake?
No, I think it's mac.
Okay. Okay, the kind of bushes that, or vines or something that makes your skin break out if you...
Poison ivy and poison oak.
Name some berries that you might have.
Blackberries, blueberries, strawberries, raspberries.
Okay. Something like...
Huckleberries.
Huckleberries?
Mm-hmm. We've got lots of
berries. Something like berries, it could be anything, but something like berries perhaps, that if you eat them that they would kill you, you'd say they would be...
Poison.
Mm-hmm. A bush that grows up in the mountains, it's got really pretty pink and white flowers on it.
Rhododendron.
And a large flowering tree, it's got big shiny green leaves and then...
Magnolia.
This next part's kind of about terms that you might use for people.